This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlin.
Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest. Dwayne England, and yes, Tommy Donlin.
I made it tonight.
Hey, you made
breakdowns.
It. Weather and all.
Yeah.
Right,
didn't get stuck on the side of I-5.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that was a not expected call last
no,
week. I gotta
not.
Tell you, it kind of threw me. I'm like, oh, now I gotta do all this by myself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully, you know, you just get off the highway and get it all taken care of. So nice to have you back, brother.
Good to be here.
Yep, absolutely. And a great show lined up. Lots of content to cover. And of course, people are already chiming in. And Howie Knifeman, he wants to go bottom fishing with you, Tommy. He says, take me with you, please.
Heck yeah, let's go.
Let's get it. So, hey, want to welcome everybody to the show. So glad you could tune in this wet, nasty weather we have here going on currently and for the next handful of days. I think opening day of trout season is going to be a little wet.
Yeah, it might be a little.
It typically is. So,
a little moist.
Want to welcome everybody here. And if it's your first time joining us here on Root Sports, please take some time, jump on over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. They're going to find a lot of great information, useful, insightful, and entertaining. And, of course, there's some coupon codes to take advantage of. Edge Rods, as always, we've teamed up with Edge Rods and FHN20 at checkout. You're going to save 20% off all Edge Rods all the time if they're not previously assigned to another special. And then, of course, Phelps Game Calls. Tommy, we are right in the midst of turkey season. Fish Hunt NW20 through the end of the month, only through the end of April. So please take advantage of it over at Phelps Game Calls. Fish Hunt NW20 at checkout. You're going to save 20% on all Phelps calls, turkey calls, getting through the season, through the end of April. So lots going on, Thomas. Hey, we got our annual, fourth annual kids fish and derby, Fish Hunt Northwest kids trout derby here at Summit Lake, and it
That's
is
right.
free, absolutely free for kids 14 and under.
That's right, and you know it's awesome. Every kid gets a free T-shirt,
correct.
They get a raffle ticket,
correct.
And even for the little ones, right, 5 and under, there's a trout pond that WDFW is putting on and hosting. So that's pretty cool. Like, you know, even if they can't cast yet or they're not good with a rod,
right,
that's a great option for them, 5 and under. And then of course, our own Mission Outdoors will provide breakfast and lunch and drinks.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yep.
I'm going to be there this year, which is going to be awesome with my two little ones. So
I can't wait.
They're going to have a blast.
It's going to be a good time. And I want to remind everybody, Washington State Guide Association, providing boats for families who want to come and join in the derby, but don't have boats to get out on the water. We're providing seats. Currently we have 24 seats. So this will be for kids 6 through 14. Jordan, we got that slide to throw up there. 6 through 14. Ages, and we're asking for to limit the adults. If you have you know, two or three kids or a son or daughter and some friends. And we accompany one adult in the boat with the guide. We have basically six seats, 24 seats available right now. And to sign up, if you qualify for that, your boat list, you want to participate, the children are between 6 and 14. Contact us via email at fishhuntnw@gmail.com. We're going to start a sign-up list, and we're going to assign butts in seats, so to speak. And we're going to put kids in boats to get them out on the lake so they can enjoy the opportunity to go out and catch some fish and take part in this derby if you have not before. If you have and coming back, we'd love to see you. And, of course, kids 5 and under, always welcome to fish right here at the facility at the Summit Lake Community Center at the Trout Pond. All right, running down the show, and we got a busy one. Drift Fishing Riverside with Bill Herzog, much like we did a few weeks ago with that spoon fishing, Tommy. Breaking it all down. We're going to walk through the A's and Z's for you. And then part two, drift fishing with the general, covering water, how we break that down. First time to the show, Charles Loess, the ocean coach, teaching you what you may need to know to safely captain a boat on the ocean. And then part two with the ocean coach, what you will learn, how to apply your knowledge. This is really good stuff, Tommy. I'm looking forward to that. We got a two-part series tonight in the Bait Lab. Trout season is here. How to be successful on the troll, and then I'm going to break it down for you, part two. No boat, no problem. Proven techniques to help you find success on the shore or from the dock, and then we'll come back and close out the show. Lots to get to and through. We got to get right to it. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. It's myself, Bill Herzog, and Jordan on the shorelines of the Skagit, having some fun, talking some drift fishing. Right after the break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
Me right now. How about that?
And that's God. What is like a 7 pounder too? You
yeah,
acting like
probably
it's 20.
7-8 pounds at the most, but she's just fresh.
And it just greased that okie, didn't it?
Oh, just
if they you can get one to see it.
Yeah, just absolutely took off.
It's money.
We're that's coming money. Through that piece of water and we're both fishing the inside.
Yeah.
I'm like, Bill, they gotta be laying right here.
Huh?
Yeah, like that one
on
there?
On cue.
Yeah.
Look at them go.
Yeah.
He's angry.
Yeah, she is.
Come here, baby. Come here.
Yeah, I'm going to get an angle on it for you. Oh.
In a minute.
Like that gravel.
In a minute. What a great spot to land him, though. Great spot. Ooh, there she goes. Look at that. Hi, baby. How are you? Hello,
yeah, it's
sweetheart.
About a 5 pound.
Hello, sweetheart.
All right, guys. Hey, Dwayne England, Bill Herzog.
Good morning.
You know, yeah, we're back on the river, so I wanted to take opportunity this time to
Talk about what you and I have been out here doing consistently, finding fish, and something we just have been passionate about our whole lives because it's what we grew up doing.
Right.
Drift fishing.
And this is pretty much one of the places steelhead drift fishing was originated, was here. The Skagit is a historical spot for doing this exact technique.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I grew up fishing, much like you, Puyallup, Carbon River, South Prairie Creek back in the day. Drift fishing, Okies, small, you know, number 10, number 12 size corkies. Pink pearl is a favorite of a lot of us.
Sure.
Pencil lead stuffed into rubber tubing. Yep. That was your breakaway. If
that
it got hung up, it would pop out.
Yep. And shove another piece in, carry on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But look, we've been doing this for, I think we figured out 12 or 14 years now.
14 years, Wayne.
14 years. Using stick leads.
The stick lead, which is basically a length of 1/8 inch hollow core, which you can find at most major sporting goods have them now. By the rolling, buy them on the 1 pound roll. And what I've always done with these things is I've just taken wire, a 0.030 wire, run it through there, and I've made, for the longer ones,
right,
I have to make them, you know, but I make the loops on the end of my pliers and twist them shut. But you can take pre-made spinner wire that we use for making prawn spinners and whatnot, and use it for the shorter pieces, put it in there and bend it up on the end. You have to go all the way through, bend it up on the end, pinch
so
it tight.
So it doesn't pull off,
and there you go.
Yeah, you can find those typically in a 6-inch length on that, a 0.03 or a 0.30 or a 0.32. It just it varies. I would advise people not to purchase the galvanized spinner shaft. Far too flimsy. They're not as rigid as that stainless wire.
Right. Okay.
I made the mistake one time years ago. I picked up some of that galvanized wire, believe it or not, and it bends every bit as easy as the lead.
Wow.
So you're not doing yourself any favor. It's the it's the skeleton in the leg that keeps it
And you can find the 032, it's just a hair thicker, and it'll even keep it from bending more, the thicker stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about our approach. I mean, you look at this piece of water here, and, you know, ideally, I like to drift fish inside curls, flats. You look out here in the water, and we got, you know, we got some current, we got some surface chop and whatnot, but we got these little slicks and flats. What, you know, why do we key in on that type of water? I mean, what are those fish... What do they tuck in on this stuff?
They're taking a break. Yeah. What they're doing, they have a place to hide. The chop hides their bodies from predators up above, and they're taking a break.
Yeah.
And on the edges, where we get the transition water, where you get the slow water to the fast, you got that 10 to 15 foot section in there usually. That's where they're going to be
the money spot.
Every time without exception.
Yeah. And, you know, bobber dogging has become such a huge tool that a lot of folks rely on, including myself. Especially when you're moving downriver in the drift boat. But here, big water, you know, moving faster than I think a lot of folks would be accustomed to, especially if you spend a lot of time out on the coast.
Or, right, right.
Yeah, you know, say that Willapa system or even, you know, Southwest Washington. You're not finding rivers of this volume moving. And where you really do need to dissect it down to find these little pockets like this, right?
Make a big river a smaller one.
Yeah, for sure. And then... Not saying floats don't work. I mean, there's folks out here catching them on jigs and bobbers and, you know, a lot of bobber dogging going on. But I think you're missing a lot of fish if you rely on that exclusively all day long.
It's just hard to get everything down right away. What this outfit does, what drift fishing does for you, it gets your stuff down right now, and you know you're in instant contact with the bottom. Yeah. There's no guessing. Do I have to let out more line to reach it again? Often you have one pass, right? And if your bobber is set at the wrong height, too short, too long, you're not going through there correctly.
Right.
And you're guessing. This way, no guesswork. It's to the bottom. You feel it instantly, bring it up and bring it along. You know where you're fishing right now in deep, fast water like this. It's so very important to know where you are right now. And this is really the only way to do it.
Yeah. Get it down there in their face right away. Tell you what, we're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, I want to talk a little bit about utilizing this as a grid pattern search technique and how you cover water from inside out. We're going to do that right after this break. We come back. Fish on Northwest.
Allied, the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
All right, welcome back. Bill, before the break, I kind of said, hey, we're gonna talk about how to utilize drift fishing. I mean, we're basically searching water. Now, you can do that really well with a float, too, as you can extend your drifts and things like that. But sure. Back in the day, we didn't have floats. We're extending our drift. We're searching water. We're working inside out. How do you break down this piece of water and find where those fish are going to be located?
Well, for one thing, look for flats. You can easily see a flat if you look at the opposite bank, especially when you look at the river.
Right.
If it's tilted coming down, it might look good, but it'll be a slight bit too fast,
sure.
Usually,
yep.
Okay?
It's picking up speed.
But if you see it flat,
yes,
or even tilted upward slightly, fish there. And then we start looking for structure. Once we find our flats, once you find structure, there you go. That's where you want to start.
I think a lot of times folks will approach a hole. They either get here on the bank or they, you know, park the boat like we did, walk back up to it because they have a piece of water they want to fish. Mm-hmm. And they throw out first casts right over the heads of fish laying way inside here, tucked in, especially at the bottom of the drift,
right.
Don't you think? I literally flipped that out there, Bill, as we just started moving. I thought, oh, that was a little too short. And I'll be darned if just went to pick
it
up.
It's pretty deep right out there, you know.
That thing wasn't in the water more than
pretty
10
deep.
Seconds.
It's pretty
just
deep.
Just started moving. I'll be darned. Boy, that was a nice soft pickup.
There he's waking up. There you go. Okay. Aha!
Woohoo! What do we got going on there? Huh. I just went back to the Okie too. Oh. Dang, he's got some shoulders.
Yabba dabba doo, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out that side. That was the weirdest thing. Where I threw that in.
Yeah, well, it's where he bit was 8 feet deep. Also, it just drops right off right there.
I mean, I want to start fishing it inside to out, right? So I toss it way inside. And
Yeah.
That is way inside. Not a lot of current, but it was barely moving. Just enough. Big ornery buck.
You're a cute little one.
Come on, buddy.
You're cute. You got right here, baby. You good.
Come on, dude.
Come on. He may have one more in him.
He might. Doesn't like them rocks.
Larger than you think. Well, in big rivers like this, whenever a steelhead has deep water escape, they'll lay in the soft water. Well, they're not going to fight all that out there. You can eliminate 95% of the river usually right away. They're going to be in the soft stuff. If they got deep water escape, they'll be shallower and in softer water than usual in smaller water where they don't usually have a choice and they have to be in the deep, fast stuff to hide.
Sure.
Here they do not. If the predator comes at them, they vaporize.
They got an escape route,
So we're gonna find them in big water on the edges, on the transition water.
Yeah, exactly. And I think something else folks forget to do is as you're drifting down and you have a couple options, you can let it swing in and sit and pause and hold. I cannot tell you back in the day how many fish you pick up on the end of that swing. You know, the old egg pattern spinnaker with a sand shrimp.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, moving in the current at the end of the drift. I mean, your lead has stopped moving.
Sure.
But that bait is moving back and forth. And those steelhead will chase it over. My dad taught me that years ago. They'll come over and come up behind it. They'll sit there and look at that thing, and then they're on it. So don't pick your drift up too soon.
Especially if there's a lot of color in the water.
Right.
Keep it slow. And now sometimes that slow edge stoppage with a little bit of wobble is where you want to be.
Grab it, yep. Mm-hmm. So, and then of course, the beauty of using the level line reel, and of course, you're using the 5001 series.
Yeah, these are made in Finland.
They're made in Finland.
Finland. Yes.
on Finland.
Right, right.
I love
these old reels.
The classics still work fantastic.
Yeah, I just like to fish these because way back when, this is what I fished up here. And it kind of, you want to know what it's like in the old days, use the tackle of the time.
For sure.
And it gives you a kind of a, you know.
Taking you back.
It does indeed.
And you can use a spinning reel. We're not saying you can't, but I tell you, the ability to extend your drift just by, you know, depressing your level wind and allowing that to free spool off and just naturally continue progressing down river is just, it's too easy. Spinning reel, you got to sit here and bounce it up and down to get that line to come off at times.
This is
the way to go. And the modernization of, you know, gear, low profile, extremely light rods. This edge rod here, this is a 10.5-foot rod, but I'll drift fish with this all day.
Sure.
It's so light, you know, so. It's been just a heck of a lot of fun doing more drift fishing this season than I've done the past couple, just because, you know, getting
just
back
because.
To what's old is new again.
That's a fact.
It's
right?
never left, as you said, several weeks ago.
And
we're up
another
here.
Reason, you're doing something that you just mentioned, well, no one else is hardly doing.
Right.
Right. When rivers are really being hammered on, really busy, you don't want to follow everybody with the exact same thing. Those fish have either been stung or caught with the same thing. And if they've been stung, they'll still bite again, but something different.
Yes.
Give them something different, a little bit different speed, different color. Always be different from what the masses are doing.
At the end of the day, we're just slowing it down.
Right.
You know, now we don't have a lot of pressure out here today, but we've spent this season, when we've been out on the water, fishing behind a lot of boats, batting a lot of cleanup, and slowing down the presentation, not just racing to the next hole. We fish these buckets from top to bottom, thoroughly, inside and out, and, you know, we're finding fish.
So, we are indeed,
absolutely. All right.
It doesn't hurt when you bring the old Oki Drifter back, does it?
We've caught more fish on that thing this year than anything else. So, all right, fantastic. We will jump out for a quick break because we got to get down the river. We'll be back in studio right after this.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands, if not yet. You haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne and Tommy Donlin. Did you enjoy the drift fishing tutorial?
I did. My main takeaway was that there was a South Park reference in the video, and Abba Garcia's are made in Finland.
Yes, I'm not sure if many people caught that, but that was a little running joke between Jordan and the general, of course.
That's good.
Had a great time out there, as we always do when we're fishing with Bill and Jordan in the boat. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to our guest this evening. First time to the show, and so glad to have him on board here, Charles Loos. The Ocean Coach, www.theoceancoach.com. Welcome to the program, Charles.
Hey, Dwayne, it's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on finally. Thanks for reaching out and creating the opportunity for us to get you on here. So let's talk a little bit about the Ocean Coach, what you do, and actually who can benefit or who needs this type of information.
You know, I found there's so many skippers in the Northwest who've been running boats on rivers, maybe in the more protected areas of the Sound. But they've always had their eye on the ocean. They see their buddies going out and getting tuna, lingcod, halibut. You know, the fishery is totally world class. But unless you had someone to teach you how to take a boat across the bar and go out on the ocean, it's really tough to piece that information together on your own, figure out how to do it. And the ocean is not a forgiving place. So if you're doing the trial by error thing, you can get in a little bit of trouble. So I had so many people coming to me asking questions, I finally decided, maybe I can teach this stuff, and I've been doing that for about 5 years now. So I give wannabe ocean captains the tools to understand the forecast, cross the bar safely, give everybody a great ride, and become the captain everyone trusts.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Charles, you know, one of the things that I think we all know is that smooth seas never made a skilled sailor. You know, and a lot of people, right, they just want to, they know that there's plenty of ocean bounty on the coast of Washington. And so they, you know, and you'll see them on the online forums and on the Facebook pages. And they typically, it goes a little something like this, like, hey, I've got a 20 foot, you know, is this boat good enough for running offshore or fishing salmon or halibut or whatever the case may be, right? And, you know, I know my response is typically, well, it's not really, you know, the boat is just one piece of the equipment, but you have your brain as well. And so for these folks that are new to that, you know, that ocean fishing and that open ocean environment, where does that process start for those individuals?
You know, you're absolutely right. It doesn't, the boat doesn't matter. Both boats are really good these days. I don't really care much about the boat. It's the captain, you know. If it's a good captain, you know the boat will be fueled up. You'll know that everything on the boat works. You'll know that they can navigate out and back and they don't need to follow a charter back in. You'll know that they've looked at the forecasts and it's going to be a good day. So it's, you know, whether it's a 17-foot Arima or a 30-foot Umpty Squad, it's really about the captain. And the good part is, it doesn't take that long to learn. I really see myself as a curator. I figure out what people really need to know to get out there. And it takes about 4 hours of instruction is what I've found. And I've graduated about 300 students now. Oh, wow. Yeah, 4 hours will do it.
That's impressive. So, you know, there's a lot of folks that have confidence on the ocean, but they've just gone over the years, you know, trial by error and kind of figured some things out, talked to buddies, what have you. So what about folks that feel pretty confident in their own skills yet they may not really understand or know what they don't know? What can you teach those people as well?
I have a lot of customers who are guides, charter captains, and people who've been on the ocean for 20 years, and the good ones really want to keep learning. And so I really teach applied oceanography. I'll teach everything you need to know about swell, where it comes from, swell period, swell from different directions.
Yeah.
Same with tide, same with wind, and really unpack, what does the bar look like? What created it? Where are the danger places? So it's a building block approach, Duane. I teach about wind, tide, and swell, what the bar looks like. And once you have all that, you start to understand what you're seeing out there. And the forecasts start to make a lot more sense. And with those building blocks in place, my students could look at that forecast, make that good go or no-go decision, and get out there. And their confidence starts to build very, very quickly once they understand what they're seeing.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, time goes by quick here, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to keep you on through the break. We're going to jump out for a quick break, and we'll come back. Part two of this, really break it down of what folks can take away from the time spent with you online and learning through your expertise. Jumping out for a quick break, we'll be back with Charles Lowe's right here, Fish on Northwest.
Hey guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Procure, Shortbus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Duane England, Tommy Donlin, and guest Charles Lowe's. Ocean Coach, www.theoceancoach.com. Hey, Charles, quickly explain, if you can, some of the courses you offer and the work that's involved. Is there certification achieved or acquired at the end of it? And or is there a testing process once they've taken all this information in?
There's two ways to go. The white glove, one-stop shopping is individual coaching one-on-one. And I will sit down with you and understand exactly what you know and what you don't know, what your goals are, whether it's halibut, tuna, whatever you want to do. And then I'll craft five subsequent sessions on Zoom, 1 hour each, and we will get you to where you are a competent ocean captain. That includes navigation, and it includes VHF radio protocol. So that's one way to go. Now, not everybody wants to do that. Some people want to kind of have something on demand. And for that, I offer online courses, a series of pre-recorded videos. You get lifetime access. You can look at them anytime from any device, anytime you want. It's on demand. You can work at your own pace. And some people prefer that approach. In any case, I offer 100% access to myself for questions for a full year. So it's kind of a hybrid. You know, you get the course and you get me too. So any questions you have, text, email, whatever, I will get back to you because nice. I want my students to succeed.
Yeah, perfect. So as you work with all these folks, right, and some of them already have some experience, right, when they start working with you, Charles, I'm really curious, like, what is the most common mistake that you see or most common misunderstanding that you see as you're working with people?
So many of them come with a horror story where they cross the bar and they barely made it. They're taking green water over the bow. They scared the pants off their companions or whatever. And I think the biggest misconception is that it's going to be scary. It's going to be terrible. You're going to face rough bars and all of that. No. My whole approach is let's keep you out of trouble in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, the forecasts are so good these days, not wind, but the tide and swell, that really my performance standard for my students is you should never get caught on a rough bar. If you do, you, Captain, have done something wrong in your planning. So, you know, there's a great deal of relief when they realize, oh, it can be pleasant. It doesn't have to be scary.
Gotcha.
You have a safe time out there.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway. So what kind of explain maybe some of the results you see with students once they've completed your programs? Confidence level increased significantly, I would assume. What else type of reaction do you get out of these folks?
This is the best part of my job, is hearing people's life transformations. Believe it or not, most of my couples or my customers are couples, families, or groups of friends. And a lot of times the wife will kind of come along for the ride and watch the videos, and she'll end up as a full co-captain. And then the feedback I get is, wow, we've been wanting to do this our whole lives. Mm. Or we just retired and we finally invested in an ocean boat. We didn't have the first clue. But people are generally out there running around having a great time, and I just get so much wonderful feedback. So I refine, you know, this material over the years. I know it works. I stand behind it, and people are just having a great time.
Awesome.
That's great. So you mentioned you kind of, you know, make yourself available to students over the next year after they complete that course. What does that support look like? You know, are they calling you saying, hey, I want to do this trip. This is where I'm going out of. What do you think about the forecast, or what does that kind of relationship look like?
All of that. Now, I'm not going to respond in real time. If you're sitting there at the job trying to decide whether you're going to go out in the next 5 minutes, I'm not going to be there. But a lot of times they'll say, yeah, what does next Tuesday look like? Here's what I see. You know, let's say I see 5 foot at 12 seconds, you know, and here's the tide. And what do you think? Or they might just think, hey, I've been thinking, you know, my buddy told me that if you add the period and divide it by the swell height and all that, is that a good formula? It's a variety of things. But the good news is I don't get a lot of questions. And my contract says you get support for a year, but it's really lifetime.
Nice.
You know, nobody ever abuses it. And I just want to be a resource for your success.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is great dedication on your part. I got to imagine you were mentioning the couple thing earlier, and the things going through my mind is I'm pretty sure more than one bad experience of bar crossing has led to more than one divorce.
Yeah,
topic.
Yeah, for sure.
My gosh.
So you're keeping folks together. You're keeping them out of divorce court, counselor. Charles. So there you go. Yeah, real quick, before we get out of here, where can folks look you up and sign up and get involved with your courses?
Everything is on my website, theoceancoach.com. I've got some great handouts for trip planning, for setting up your chart plotter. It's all there. So theoceancoach.com is the best way to get a hold of me.
Fantastic. Awesome. So glad you reached out to us. Pleasure having you on the show, full of information. And I'm pretty assured folks will look you up and get online, take these courses so their safety improves on the ocean. Appreciate what you're doing, Charles. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dwayne.
You bet. See ya. You bet. All right. Charles Lowe's, the Ocean Coach, theoceancoach.com. Look him up. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. Tommy, we got a couple of bait labs to get through.
Yes, indeed.
In the old bait lab. It's trout season. Going to bring it to you right after the break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit, just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat, and you know, big part of my success.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here to the show. We are obviously in the Bait Lab. Bait Lab presentation is brought to you by Sportco and Outdoor Emporium. Of course, pretty much everything you see here on the table, you can find at Sportco and OE. And I suggest you look them up, go in store or online and get what you need. Now, we have the annual trout opener happening this coming weekend here in Washington, the Lowland Lake Opener, April 27th this year. It's always the fourth Saturday of April. Keep that in mind, okay? Millions of trout planted in hundreds of lakes around the entire state, east and west, and they're going to be 300,000 plus people out going after them, and it's going to be a very busy day. So you want to have success, and I want to talk to you about options for trolling. We got a lot of gear on the table in front of us that we can talk about. We try to get through as much of this as we can in the short amount of time we have. Let's start with the fishing rod, okay? Of course, you guys know we are with Edge. Yes, they make trout rods as well. The KFTR 901, this is a 9-foot trolling rod. It's a graphite rod. You don't put it in a downrigger, but it's fantastic for flatlining, adding a little weight to, and going after trout. Who doesn't want to use a 9-foot rod? I really love using this in my rotation for my side planers. It gets, gets it out there. Lots of ability to get it out of the clip once you get a fish on. It's rated at 1 to 4 pounds. Fantastic rod to use. And one worth checking into. Of course, you can also use kokanee rods. This is the HSR 7111, 7 foot, 11 inches. It's a 6 to 15. Don't let that fool you. It's kokanee, it's summerun steelhead, it's sockeye. It works for them all. Load it up in the downrigger, and it's a fantastic choice. And can even put a little lead on there in your troll to use this to your benefit as well. So you got some great options there. How about getting our presentation down to where these fish are going to be? Well, we all know these early trout, especially the planters, they're not going very deep, man. They haven't acclimated to their surroundings all that much. They're in that 5, 10, 15 foot of the water column, so they're pretty easy to target. We're going to talk about dodgers here in a minute, but one thing we can do is add a little bit of weight to our presentation in line. I like to hang a little bit of lead on my main line there on for the presentation to, you know, pull it down a little further. I do that by utilizing the VIP little lock slider. This thing works great. I put a dual lock on the bottom of that, and I can clip a 1/2 ounce or a 1 ounce cannonball onto there. Simply slide your line through there, and then I pin it basically with bobber stops because I don't want it sliding back and forth. I want it to stay in its position where I need to have it. And when I'm running dodgers in part of my presentation with lures behind, I run that at least 3 feet in front of the dodger. If I'm running small plugs, or spinners or something like that, I'll put it out there at least 5 feet in front of the lure. I want that lure to impart all its own action. I don't want the weight to be in the way of giving it its maximum movement. Same with dodgers. I want them to perform as they're designed. 3 feet out in front of the dodger is going to work great. Hook up whatever behind your dodger. This here is the, the Gold Diver Down. I keep forgetting that one. Scott's going to kill me. But the Gold Diver Down is a great looking, let me show you this one, great looking little lure. It's got the orange, got the gold, got the white, works fantastic. For kokanee as well, but the trout really seem to go after this thing, especially over there on the east side, those bigger trout out of Roosevelt and whatnot. So make sure you give that one a go. It has all the colors that trout really are drawn to. But, you know, as far as what we're dragging, so I have Brad's Dodgers, I have Sling Blades, I have Max Double D. And the cool thing about dodgers is, depending on the design and the manufacturer, they do actually take your presentation down several feet. It can be anywhere between 5 and 10 feet of additional depth just by dragging a dodger 100 to 150 feet behind your boat. You couple that with a little bit of lead out in front of it, you're getting down anywhere between 15 and 20 feet in some cases on your troll, depending on your speed. So let's talk a little bit about the dodgers. The Brads work fantastic. They got a lot of really good colors, UVs and golds that do really well in attraction for trout. The Sling Blades are great because you can actually run those at a higher speed. You can take those up over 2.2 miles per hour, and they're going to continue to perform where some other dodgers might start spinning in rotation. The Double D dodgers work great, impart a lot of action. They have different pull points that you can use to move your presentation away from the boat. That is always a great option as far as, you know, how to present your gear if you don't want to drag a big cowbell or a lot of extra weight on these extremely light rods. You want to enjoy the fishery and have fun. So I like to drag things behind the Dodgers. And what are we doing? Well, the Brad's Cut Plugs work fantastic. These Cha-Cha Squidders by Max Lure work really well. They already have a small blade on them, little hoochie on there. Put some bait, Potsky's trout eggs and or the fire corn. You can put that on. Works great. It's durable. It stays on. Any and all of these lures. You know, anytime you take your kokanee lures with your small LP squids and you have gold on these silver horde LP squids that you tie up, put the gold blade on there, you're definitely going to catch trout, especially in the sunshine. Trout have a hard time refusing anything with UV and, of course, gold flash, so to speak. The flatfish work great. The F4s, 5, 6, and 7s trolled behind the boat, slower speeds, you know, 1.5 miles per hour, 1.3 with the weight out in front of it. Spinners work fantastic. You can troll a rooster tail all day long. Put a little weight out in front of it. A MEP spinner, the old classic brass and red MEP spinner. If you don't want to deal with bait and all that stuff and just troll, spinners work fantastic. Small plugs work fantastic. Check out the Brad's little plugs in the minis. The stuff works great. And you're going to, the little wigglers, that's what I'm trying to say. The little wigglers are great for trout. They got a ton of different colors, things to look into. So you have a wide variety. Got a lot of options. You know what? Use weight, don't use weight. Use a Dodger instead of a cowbell. Get your presentation down where the fish are going to be, and the kids are going to have a lot more fun pulling them in on lighter gear and these types of setups. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, I'll have cleared the table. We're going to talk bait and casting from shore and some options you have to get on these trout. After the break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
All right, welcome back here in the Bait Lab. Part two of tonight's Bait Lab presentation. We're still talking trout, and you know, we went over a large variety of options that you can utilize on the troll for getting trout. Now, not all of us have boats, and we may need to fish off a dock or a bank, or you know, you can even utilize some of these techniques out of your boat if you don't want to necessarily troll. So we're talking about casting, you know, spinners, plugs, lures from the bank and or again from the boat, fishing bait, just some different options. And dads, trust me, you're gonna like this little knockoff I have utilized with my Atlas Mike's mesh and Potsky's fire bait for the last several years. It's gonna save you a lot of time. We'll get into that. So let's talk about fishing rods. You know, I really like something that is 8.5 foot, believe it or not, for trout, 2 to 6 pounds, 1 to 4 pounds, something like that. It's got great castability. You know, fishing, casting spinners, man, these, it's hard to meet a lot of things that MEPS puts out for trout nowadays. So, you know, reds and brasses and things like that, casting those with a rod that's conducive to get it out there quite a distance. You know, you don't need to spool it up with anything heavier and say 6 or 8 pound mainline fish like 4 pound leaders, probably gonna perform pretty well. Some things you can do to enhance your castability and or depth if you're fishing offshore in some deeper water or casting from a boat, you know, putting an inline sinker snapped onto your swivel. An inline sinker like we would use for, say, float fishing works fantastic. 2 to 3 foot leader down to, this one just happens to be a wicked lure, hoochie and spinner combination, but I can really throw that thing out there, much like salmon fishing with an inline sinker. I can use 1/4 ounce, 1/2, 3/8, something like that to really get it out there in a slow retrieve. You're not only going to get a lot of action on your lure, you're going to get, put that over here, a little bit more depth is what you're going to find. Let's look at some options here that we have. Here's those Brad's Wigglers I was talking about earlier and forgot to put on the table. The Wee and, of course, Lil Wiggler. Those work great on the troll and or, as I was just talking about, casting with a weight out in front of them. You can actually cast them pretty far. Get them on the retrieve. Most of your flatfish are buoyant or slow sinking. So putting a weight out in front of those, yes, you can actually cast them if you're not trolling them, and you will catch a lot of trout on a slow retrieve casting those with a weight. And of course, most of your spinners, rooster tails, your meps, your blue foxes, they cast just fine without any weight out in front of them. You know, brass, when you got full sun, you know, something silver, if it's cloudy, don't be afraid to fish your brighter lures, your yellows and oranges, bright lures that pop when you have quite a bit of sunlight. Those bright lures attract. When it's light, fish light. When it's dark, fish darker lures. That's the old adage. Let's talk a little bit about bait. We got a lot of options here. Potsky's comes out with a ton, produces a ton of different eggs. You know, they own the Atlas Mikes now, so we got these larger, you know, it's like a 10 millimeter, 8 millimeter egg that looks and resembles a bead, but they have UV. They're scented. They work fantastic. You can have a large variety of different scents. Shrimp scents work so well in your trout application. Don't overlook some of these UV glow mics by Atlas Mikes. These larger trout eggs, they really work well. Of course, the old adage, the balls of fire from back in the day. Now remember, eggs that are cooked like this typically will sink. So we're not fishing them off the bottom. We can fish them under a float. We can fish them with a marshmallow, something like that, to give them buoyancy, but they're not gonna float. When we wanna utilize floating baits, I stick with the Potsky's fire bait. It works so well. A lot of the scents that they've added to them are krill and garlic in a variety of colors that you can utilize. Now, the best way to fish this with durability is to put it on a small treble hook, like a size 10 or a size 12. You pull out some bait, meld it around the hook, and it holds on fairly well because of the three prongs. That works good. That being said, as you cast it out, retrieve it, or catch fish, you know, you're only going to get one or two uses out of that bait, two at the most. The fish peck at it, it comes off, and it gets quite messy. Do yourself a favor, and this is something that I've changed up to. First of all, I get rid of the treble hook. And one thing I'm excited about this year is I'm going to start actually fishing these Gamagatsu bead hooks because of the wide gap and the bend. These are a great trout hook, size 4, size 6. Really going to work well when fishing bait for trout, guaranteed. Now, one thing I do is I take the Atlas Mikes netting, okay? This is the spawn bag, and we're going to take a little bit of our Potsky's fire bait, and we're going to roll that into a small ball, okay? We're going to put that in the middle there, and I'm going to pick the corners up on this and basically tie in a small spawn bag with the Potsky's trout bait. Why? Well, because it ties it into that bag and makes it much more durable. And you're going to see also, as far as application, I can, well, that didn't work so well. I can put that on a single hook because the net mesh really works well in holding that all together. So then we're just gonna take that. Now, creating this is a little bit messy, okay? But once you have them all in the jar and we're fishing them, it's not gonna be messy at all. So I can make a variety of colors, sizes. These are all in the spawn bag. And simply by taking that spawn bag, set that over here, and grab my single hook, all right? I can literally just put that single hook through that mesh. And now that is going to hang on that as a bait. It's going to float it up. Okay, we're using lead on the bottom, sinker of some sort on the bottom to allow that to float up. Those hooks are so light, this dough bait will definitely, this fire bait will definitely float it up. Something else you can do when you're choosing weight or a way of rigging weight, so you can put the egg sinker in line, and that's fine. Of course, once it's on there, you know, you got to cut your line to change it out. You can also use an inline barrel swivel and then a barrel swivel with a clasp. And I like to just put that second swivel on there as a slider protected by two beads. And that is my slider. That'd be like fishing that egg sinker, although this gives me the ability with that snap swivel on there to change that weight out if I want to go from a quarter to a half or, you know, God forbid I need a full ounce. But it allows me the opportunity to cast farther if I need to, get down in deeper water if I can change that weight out and put on a little bigger weight. So give the Atlas Mikes spawn net a try when you're preparing your fire bait. It's going to fish a lot longer. And Dad, Mom, you're not going to have to swap out the kids' bait so often. You're going to get a lot more mileage out of it. Okay, there's a few more additional items you can go ahead and give a try when you're out fishing trout as the season starts or through the summer. That's going to do it for us here in the Bait Lab. Jumping out for a quick break. We'll be back in studio right after this.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Hopefully you picked up a few tips in that whole ordeal.
Absolutely.
There's right. A lot of information to cover.
There is.
In the old Bait Lab there.
Yeah.
Hey, this came out last week, Tommy, and I missed it and picked it up here. Skagit River is going to open for spring Chinook this year. It was pretty exciting. Portions of the Skagit slated to open for spring Chinook, effective date yesterday through May 31st. So we got a nice long opportunity there. Open for salmon. All our species are closed. Daily limit is 2 Chinook. 12 inches or more. And of course hatchery fish only release all wild. No night closure, and you also may fish with two poles if you have a 2-rod endorsement. They're getting an abundance of Chinook up there. I may have to go back to the Skagit.
Heck yeah, that's
spring Chinook
deal.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's not the only piece of news that we got some pretty big news for our region 6. Heather Hall was named to our WDFW Coastal Region Director.
That's right.
And I know Heather. She's been with the agency for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Most recently as our intergovernmental ocean policy manager.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I remember, when there was all this churn with bottom fishing regulations and closures of areas and these new rules coming out, and you could read it this way or that way. Heather was the person that I would call and talk to and say, Heather,
give it to me straight.
This is how I'm reading it. Gotcha. Please tell me, is this right or is this wrong?
Yep. Yeah. So she replaces James Losey, who has been out there for a number of years. We've had, some resistance, a little strife, a little battle. We haven't been able to fish steelhead out there for 3 seasons. So hopefully the numbers came in pretty decent this year. We get past all that. We can move forward under new guidance, and we'll see if we don't get our steelhead seasons back in Region 6. So something to look forward to. Going to do it for us here out of the studio. So glad you could all join us. Going to be a little wet out there this week, but get out and do something. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here, Fish on North Woods. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the Bait Lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.